Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God's Talk Radio, another thrilling, chilling episode, 5:30 to 6. Numbers 516-666-9990. Give me a call, anything you want to talk about. Let's get ready and let's get it on right now before I even start with sports voting tomorrow. Vote smart with your head. Not what somebody told you or somebody that researched. Be smart. I would rather have an email controversy than a nuclear war over someone telling somebody his hair's messed up. So vote smart tomorrow. And vote, please. All right, let's get to the show. Now, Steelers. Stink to join out. Stunk. This isn't the first time. It's multiple times this has happened. I hear now, I was always a Tomlin backer. I'm not for running a coach out all the time like some of these yahoos are around here. You drop a game, they want to run you out of town. You don't win a championship, they want to run you out of town. They want to run this Narduzzi out of town. He's been here a year and a half. They want to fire him. What do you think's going on up in Cleveland, jerks? You run a coach out every year, you got that merry-go-round. Nothing stable. Will the Rooneys run Tomlin out of town? I don't think so. He hasn't had a losing season yet, though. I don't know. Listen, Tomlin, we know he's not a great coach, but look around the league. Every 4 weeks, the NFL landscape changes. Look at Minnesota now. They've lost the last 2 or 3 weeks. They were the hottest topic in the league. Oh, that guy got them going. They're going to go to the Super Bowl. I've heard that. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Then you had the Eagles. Oh, this Peterson guy. Oh, he was the next quarterback. He got them playing. Oh, Christ. Jeez. They've lost the last 3 weeks. Then you have Pittsburgh. They were 4-1. Oh, they were going to the Super Bowl. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, they're 4-4. Now you hear Oakland. Okay. Oakland got a nice team there. No doubt about it. New England got a great, good team. They got Brady and Belichick, two best combos in the league. Cowboys are there. Let's not jump off the bridge yet. 8 games. I think the Steelers are going to be in the playoffs. They sure don't look like it to me, but like I say, every 4 weeks, the landscape changes. Do I think they're going to beat the Cowboys? No. Do I think there's a chance? No, in this team, yeah. And there's a chance they go up to Cleveland and lay a big fat egg and lose. And I'm going to tell you something. I'll be straight up with you. If they go up to Cleveland and they lose, I would have heads roll if I'm Rooney's, if I'm the Rooney's. I chop off some heads. I got to get rid of this coaching. I'm not necessarily Tomlin or whatever. I'm telling him he either changes assistants or he goes. Something wrong. I'm not really thrilled with this Haley play calling. I'm not thrilled at all with that yesterday. Ben had a bad game, terrible game. Jeez, man, that was predictable. Somebody said, how much did you watch the game yesterday? I go, I didn't have to watch it. I knew it was going to happen. And it happened. Now they're coming off of a 2-week layoff. He lays an egg, as usual. Away game. They can't play away for some reason. I don't know why. And it's just week after week. I mean, it's just year after year this happens. They go up to a team with a losing record, and they can't beat them. Baltimore's no great shakes. But I will tell you this. Baltimore is a tougher team than Pittsburgh. Way tougher. Steelers used to be tough. They're not tough anymore. They got some Potter puffs on that team. Not that I could withstand a hit from any of them, but they ain't as tough as they used to be. Nope. They're always hurt. Somebody's always going out of the game. Somebody's missing 2-3 weeks. This team is not as tough as Baltimore, and they're going to lose the next game to Baltimore. Why? First of all, Hardball's a better coach than Tomlin. Second of all, they're tougher than Pittsburgh, and they know how to play the Steelers. But then again, Steelers could beat Dallas. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. James Harrison needs, what, one or two more sacks to break the all-time record of Jason Gilden? I heard one guy say today he stinks. He should be thrown out. He should be out of the league. But, yeah, he's 38 years old, but I'll tell you what, he's the best linebacker they have. He's the best outside linebacker they have at 38, and that's a shame. Jarvis Jones, he's plays the run pretty good. Can't rush the passer at all. They missed Bud Dupree. See what he got. He's supposed to practice again. Not that he's going to make a big difference, but he could help. I'll tell you who they really do miss is that Martavis Bryant and a tight end, Heath Miller. Boy, do they miss that guy. Wow. Jesse James is serviceable. He's average at best. They need a tight end, and they need a wideout that can spread the field. Sammy Coates, next thing he catches is a cold, because he sure can't catch a football, that's for sure. Finger or no finger. Go get a wide receiver next year in a draft, or get one in free agent. They're going to have a lot of money spend in free agency. Get somebody that Dan McCullers, get rid of him. He stinks. He's 6'10", 595 pounds of dog shit. Get rid of him. Javon Hargrove's going to be a good ball player. Tuitt and Haywood. Okay? They're three good ones. Get another guy. Get another defensive stud in there. If you have to go to free agency, do it. Draft somebody, do it. Build this defense up. Tough, tough, tough defense again. Mike Mitchell stinks. Safety. She stinks. Can't tackle. Hard hitter. I mean, you know, he'll hit you. Can't tackle, though. He'll hit you with his shoulder. Hope you get on, but that don't work in this league. Artie Burns, I think he may be pretty good. He's a rookie. He shows some bright spots. He needs more playing time. Needs more experience. I think he might be pretty good. Shazier, when he's healthy, he's good. I'll take him. But you gotta, it's a outside linebacker problem. It needs fixed. It needs fixed, and it needs fixed fast. Bud Dupree said he's gonna practice this week, but he's not gonna play. Give him another week or two, see what he can do, throw him in there. Now, the offense. In my opinion, play calling yesterday was just terrible. Terrible. They're stacking the box with eight guys and you're running a ball. Did anybody ever hear of how about a slant? How about what the New England does? Can't Bell go 5 yards and cut across the middle like that little Edelman can? I just can't believe they can't. It's just, you know, I can't believe it. I can't believe they can't do that. Without Heath Miller going across the middle, that's killing the Steelers. Without Heath Miller, because they don't have anybody that can go down and break the long pass like Bryant can. But from what I saw yesterday, a lot to be desired, I'll tell you. Is it coaching? Yeah. Now I hear LaVon Bell come out and say that practice is sloppy. No, that's the coach's fault there. That's on the coach. Jumping offside, throwing interceptions, and dropping balls, that's players. Pre-snap penalties, jumping offside, that's lack of focus on the players. Dropping a ball, dropping a touchdown pass. You do that up in New England, you don't play anymore. You're gone. You're traded. In fact, I wish that Steelers would have traded a couple of these guys. Like Wheaton, another guy can't get on the field. Why? Shoulder hurts. He's been out with a shoulder injury since, August? How long does it take a shoulder to heal? Another guy going. McCullers, like I told you, waste. Pile of shit. Wheaton. Pouncey hurt now, finger. The usual suspects. This guy's hurt every year. Every year this guy got something going on. Unless it's on his snapping hand, he better wrap that sumbitch up and play. Well, let's get to a phone call here. Let's get the, I got one here, right here, right now. God's Talk Radio, you're on.
What's up, God, man?
Hey, Captain.
The Will Dog.
What's up, Willie? Will Dog, what's up?
Oh, fresh back from Jamaica, man. That's it.
Oh, man. You're making that drum down there, huh?
I didn't even
Captain
have a chance
Willie's
to watch.
Run now, huh?
No, I didn't even have a chance to watch the game yesterday, but I'm probably glad that I missed it. You know, I guess there's a lot of panic going on right now in the city.
The bridges are full.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Threatening to jump.
Well, I got to tell you, I was listening early on, and, you know, I got to agree with you. I think, you know, every 4 weeks, you know, that's the thing about football. It's week to week. You know, I would have the way that Philadelphia came out of the gate, it started playing, and they had Wentz, and everybody's all up on him, and they're super excited. He's not throwing an interception. The guy's impeccable. And the Giants beat him. The Giants, they started off atrociously. You know, 100 yards and penalties a game.
Yeah.
Now they've won their last two or three, right? So –
yeah, I mean, who's the new ice cream cone this week? Cowboys and Dallas and we got Oakland in there. Oakland's the new ice cream cone.
I wanted to call it on God's Talk Radio. That's why I'm calling in. My prediction, Steelers take Dallas, and it's I don't, you know what? I'm actually going to say it's going to be by about 10 or 14 points. I'm going to say a touchdown on the field goal or two touchdowns. I'm going to say it's going to be a shock. It's going to be a shock.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be shocked at all. But, oh, boy, that's – if that happens, I will never, ever, ever listen to another sports cast again.
And
because all these guys got Dallas going to the Super Bowl. They got them. Not that they won't still, but if Steelers beat them, it'll be after the last couple games, that Miami game and this game.
Yeah,
it'll be a miracle. But it could happen.
I gotta tell you guys. I mean, the one thing nobody Jay Ajayi or whatever his name for Miami to go and blow up and you know rush 200 yards per game for you know two games in a row and become you know Marshawn Lynch overnight. You know, I mean,
yeah, right.
I mean. You know, this guy became Marshawn Lynch the last, like, you know, three games, four games.
Miami, I'm glad you brought them up. Now they're the new flavor of the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
You got Tannehill, who's you know, I don't want to say he's bad, but he's not great. But, you know, most of the dynamic and what shifted is they finally got a back worth a damn. And, you know, he you know, kind of came up out of nowhere. So –
yeah. Like I said, every 4 weeks the landscape changes, and it's the truth in the NFL. Look at Minnesota. I heard they were going to the Super Bowl. They were undefeated.
Yeah.
Nobody can beat that team, they said.
You couldn't touch them. Nah, they lost last night.
Yeah, and they lost the last two, three games, I think. Three?
Yeah.
Of two. Yeah.
Well, what the, from, you know, they said the defense was impenetrable. So.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt if Steelers ring up 30 on Dallas, or I wouldn't doubt if Dallas rings up 50 on them.
You know what, guys? I got to tell you, it's like, you know, I would have never thought that Oakland would have beat Denver by 10, you know? You know, Denver's a, you know, fairly good team, but you know what? The tides change.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I would have never thought that Pittsburgh would have beat KC like they did in Kansas. Kansas City ain't lost a game since.
Yeah. Look at Carolina last year. They were untouchable.
Yeah, now look at them.
Yeah.
Well, look for Buffalo to go to Seattle and whip their ass tonight. Watch.
I'm gonna tell you, I really think that's gonna happen. They supposedly LeSean McCoy is suited up tonight. He's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I, like I wouldn't that, doubt that happens either.
Yeah, they got a you know yep. they got a tap decent backup in that Galici or whatever his name is. Jealousy, I think is you know. But yeah, Tyrod Taylor. I mean, he's you know you got a couple threats there, and you know they've been you know they've had some good momentum on their side. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing you got to look for. One thing. Is going to be New England, always there.
Yep.
Okay, they're with Belichick and Brady. They're always going to be
yep.
there. And the Pirates going after Bartolo Colon. Two things that are going to be definite. I heard they love him. And I heard, now this is the grapevine, they're very interested in bringing back Charlie Morton, if you can believe that.
I got to tell you guys, if we've talked about it before, if I really do not see any conviction on the part of ownership, the GM, you know, I'm just not, you know, and it really doesn't. I can't blame Neil Huntington. I mean, the guy's got a small, you know. He's basically got a champagne taste on a beer budget, right? So you know, there's only so much you can do, you know, when the owner says this is all you can spend. So you know, I got to tell you, I think the guy, I give him a lot of accolades because he did build a team that had three good seasons. But you know, if I don't see any conviction on the part of ownership, I'm just not going to be interested in being a fan. You know, I'm not even going to follow him. I'm not going to watch a game. I'm not going to, you know, follow him on Facebook or any of that. It's just not worth my time, you know?
Right.
I will, Doug, I
got another caller here. You listen to the show now and call back. You hear?
Hey, God, get this other caller. Call. Love the insight.
All right, Willie.
Uh-huh. Take care.
All right, bye. Now let's get to this next caller. You're on Gos Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Mike in Pittsburgh. How's it going?
Good.
Listen.
What do you got?
I'm a diehard Cowboys fan living in Pittsburgh, and I'll be at the game next week when the Cowboys are playing the Steelers. But let me tell you this. As a Cowboys fan, I fully expect the Steelers to win that game. It is giving away money making the line Steelers favored by 2.5, because as much as I hate to admit it, you're going to see the Steelers come out kind of like they did last year. You remember when they played Denver at home when the Broncos were
yep.
steamrolling everybody, and all of a sudden,
right.
out of nowhere, Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown are just unstoppable. I've seen it year in and game after game when the Steelers have a team like the Cowboys that are coming in with a good record on a roll. You are going to see the Pittsburgh Steelers that everyone thinks that. And I don't want to see it because I'm a Cowboys fan going to the game, but I can see the writing on the wall right now. You're going to get the A-plus performance of the Steelers even more than you did a couple weeks ago when they played that game against Kansas City and totally blew them out.
Well, Mike, is it?
Yes.
Mike?
Correct.
The Steelers usually play like that. They usually do. They usually, like you said, they usually play a lot. I mean, they have a tendency to really play way over their head when no one expects them to.
And if
Dallas
you look at
coming
it,
in here with a winning record, I wouldn't doubt the Steelers would win that game. Wouldn't doubt it at all.
And if you look at it, the Steelers, you know, they lost three in a row. Everyone's panicking here around Pittsburgh. They're not in a bad position at all. You know, they're tied for first in their division. You know, the Ravens just lost four games in a row until yesterday, and that was basically their Super Bowl every year when Pittsburgh goes to Baltimore. You got a Cincinnati team that's mediocre at best. So, you know, other than New England, all you really need to do is get in the playoffs and have a healthy Ben Roethlisberger, and you're in the same position they were last year. I mean, they had Denver on the ropes. The Super Bowl champions, the Steelers had Denver in the ropes in Denver until a rookie running back fumbles the ball. So, you know, and I'm not a Steelers fan. I'm just saying from experience watching these two teams, what I fully expect to happen. And my last comment would be this. I am so sick and tired of Dez Bryant. I was in the camp. I did not want to see them pay him this money. Everyone else, Prescott, Elliott, the defense, the coach, everyone's coming together. And then you got this guy, this prima donna, who wants all his catches. He wants his stats, his fantasy numbers. And I just don't like it. I mean, yesterday, Dak had to, as a rookie, had to pull him aside to say, well, you know, what's up, man? What are you doing? You know, we won 7 games in a row. What are you complaining about? You know, if you're open, if I look at your way and you're covered, I'm not going to force it in there. You know, I've seen it year after year with Tony Romo forcing the ball to Dez Bryant. You know, maybe 2-3 years ago that worked, but Dez Bryant is nowhere near 100% or the receiver he was. So he has to get in line here, and you know, because you got a special season going with Dallas, and I don't want him to be the head case that turns this all around.
Can I ask you a question, Mike?
Yes.
How did you find the show?
Well, just going on Blog Talk Radio and, looking at the category sports. And, I like to talk some politics, too. So I saw your show and just decided to call in.
Okay. And I agree with you on Dez Bryant. And you know who else is getting like that? Antonio
Who's
Brown.
That?
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I do think next week you're going to see a big performance by Brown and Bell. I kind of think the Dallas' defense is a little overrated. They've caught some bad teams, and, you know, they've been able to hold the time of possession. I just fully expect, you know, the Steelers really offensively next week, you know, to come out, because – if you look at the game yesterday, you know, it took Roethlisberger about 3.5 quarters to finally, you know, shake off the rust from, you know, being off in the injury. And I just kind of can see a continuation. They had the reins on them yesterday. You know, they were running the ball first, second down, throwing short, checking down. Finally, when they took the reins off them, they're down 21-0. You know, you started to see them light them up, you know, and, you know, if there's another 2 or 3 minutes left in that game, I'm convinced Pittsburgh would have got the ball back and tied it, you know, to send it in overtime.
Yeah, I think they would have. It looked like they were going to. And, hey, I want to thank you for the call. And next Monday I'm on 5:30 to 6 every Monday. And after the Cowboy game, give me a call.
I will. Thanks for your time.
Okay, Mike. Thank you for the call. That was Mike calling about his Cowboys. It's a pretty good perspective. It's good to have another perspective on there, and good to have a call. If you want to call me, call him 516-666-9990. I'm here, God's Talk Radio. He would not the Steelers beat the Cowboys, and like Will Dog and I said, I wouldn't doubt it either. You know, nothing surprises me with this group. I'll tell you, they come out fired up. And they've lost 3 in a row. Cowboys 7-1. That's a perfect storm. Mike's right. You know, with the Steelers, they proved before. Look what they did to Kansas City. He's right about that Denver game. I think last year, if they would have had all their – if they'd had Antonio Brown in that game and Bell, I think they'd have won that game. I think they'd have been to the Super Bowl. But – strange things happen in football. Like I said, every 4 weeks, seems like the landscape of the NFL changes. Some teams make it up, some teams don't. Some teams stay there, like New England. You had a good point. And what I think is going to happen probably won't, but you never know. I had Ravens by 7 this week. I figured Ben would be stale. Off 2 weeks. That's the way he plays. And I figured Ravens would beat him at home. Like he said, that's their Super Bowl down there in Baltimore, so they're fired up for that game. Well, I just hope the Steelers get fired up when the Ravens come up here. I want to see some fire on this team. I want to see some real fire. I want to see some hard-hitting fire on this team come Sunday with Dallas. We're going to see what this team is really made of. We're going to see come Sunday what this team is made out of. They made out of soft cheese, or they made out of what we think, steel. Used to be steel. They haven't shown me that too much this year. A little soft, rotty edges. Get that defense healthy. Get everybody healthy. See where we can go from here. Let's get some hard-hitting defense. Let's get some fast strike offense down the field. Get Bell going. Start blocking, tackling like Chuck Noll used to say. The game starts and ends with blocking and tackling. And don't give me this rubbish that somebody got to get somebody fired up for the game. That's not a coach's job to get me, you, or anybody else that we play, if we played, fired up for the game. It's up to you to get fired up for the game. You're making money. You're making millions. You get fired up for the game. If I have to get you fired up for the game, you're in the wrong business. You are in the wrong business. So you better come out smoking, and I like to see them come out smoking. They ought to be red mad Sunday. They ought to have a chip on their shoulder. Tell you what, they don't come out smoking Sunday and want to rip somebody's head off. There's something wrong somewhere. I got to look. If I'm the Roonies, I got to look. Is it coaching? Is it the players I have? I drafted? What is it? Both? Or am I going to make a couple changes internally with the coaching staff and keep the head coach? Or remember, they had to do that with Kyler. They did it with him. He had 3 years. He didn't go to the playoffs. He had a couple 6-10 seasons. That's how they got Paul Amalo and Ben, I believe. Maybe this team does need a couple 6-10 years. Get some high draft picks. You know, they've been picking pretty low for the last, 10, 15 years. Down in the 20s. Maybe that's what they need. Get down in that top 10. Get a couple studs, you know, make sure it's the right. You got to make, like I said, the drafts is a gamble. But maybe that's what you need. Pick the right guys. But I do think they have the nucleus there on defense. I think it's already Burns maybe coming on, and I'm looking for that Sean Davis to get better. He has all the tools. There's no question about that. Mike Mitchell don't have, believe me. And this Shamarco Thomas, enough with him. Enough. He's either hurt or doing stupid stuff. Enough with him. Gone. If he was in New England, he'd be on somebody else's team. You take him. I don't want him. He's a problem. He's gone. But got a minute here to talk. If anybody wants to call, quick, give me a buzz. 516-666-9990. Give me a call. Goss Talk Radio. I'm on 5:30 to 6 every Monday. Talking sports, talking Pittsburgh sports. There was a big game on Penguins with San Jose. Boy, they made bad. Penguins are so much faster than them. 5-0. Sid looked like, man, was he good. Was he good. See them 2 goals he made? He scored. That guy's unbelievable. Best player in hockey right now. Tomorrow, we're going to see this McDavid. Everybody says, oh, McDavid's better than Sid. Well, I don't think so. Sid, is he in his prime? Yeah, I think he is. 29 years old. He's in his prime right now, and he looks it too. What's he got, 7 goals and since he's been back? He's missed the first 2 weeks of the season. Guy's something else, man. But we'll be talking sports next week, 5:30 to 6 every month. Don't be afraid to call. Express yourself. And that's Goss Talk Radio for the week. I'm signing off. Bye.